Cartography of the Caribbean. Once, during the discovery, mapmakers placed Borinquen at the center of the New World. North America, not fully explored, was mapped like a snake dangling above the island renamed Puerto Rico for riches the Spaniards found. The snake grew voracious teeth. Gold was devoured. Ore became sugarcane, then petrol, pharmaceuticals, a tax haven, a post-hurricane clearance sale, Se Vende signs seen everywhere. So it sounds like old news when geologists explain shake after shake of earthquake swarms. The North American plate is pushing hard against the Caribbean, apretando till fault lines jolt. Rocks explode, and Boricuas, with frayed, singed nerves, feel they're about to implode. Houses built on pillared legs fall to their knees. Schools collapse like tents of cards. Thousands of people sleep under the stars, afraid they'll be crushed by their homes. And every blackout chafes half-healed wounds, remembering a year without light, months without water, weeks of waking to tell your daughter, "Eat your rice, mi amor. No hay nada más." Cascades of disasters reshape inner landscapes like swarms of quakes reshape Puerto Rico's topography. In just 15 days, the city of Ponce sunk 15 feet, slid westward towards the setting sun. On Dia de los Reyes, Guayanilla woke to find Punta Ventana shattered, porthole in the stony cliff now jagged, row of teeth. And in Guanica, point of entry when the U.S. invaded in 1898, the ocean trembles. On the shore, a woman watches a meteor streak across the sky. Her house is a mound of rubble, but she is still standing, listening to the coquilles, singing in the mangroves.